Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Good day to you. This is the Daily Podcast, where we devote a few minutes to some of the things that President Donald Trump has said in the last 24 hours, so that our grandchildren don't think we were lying. This is What Has He Said Now? I'm Nitesh O'Leary. It's the 1st of June, 2020. Today, in an extraordinary phone call at governors across the US, President Trump called for dominance or they'll look like jerks. It is unclear whether this call was made from his bunker. Here is the full recording.
You've got to arrest these people. You've got to arrest these people. And you got to charge them. And you can't do the deal when they get what we can get. These are terrorists. These are terrorists. They're looking to do bad things to our country. It shouldn't be hard to take care of, and we're going to take care of it. And we've got a number of people here that you'll be seeing, a lot of General Milius here. He's head of Joint Chiefs of Staff, a fighter, a warrior, and a lot of victories and no losses. And he hates to see the way it's being handled in the various states, and I've just put him in charge. The Attorney General is here. Right here, Bill Barr, and we will activate Bill Barr and activate him very strongly. And we're strongly, as Secretary of Defense is here, we're strongly looking for arrests. You have to get much tougher. You're going to get over it. I know Governor Walz is on the phone, and we spoke, and I fully agree with the way he handled it the last couple of days. I asked him to do that. And a lot of men, we have all the men and women that you need. But people aren't calling them up. You have to dominate. If you don't dominate, you're wasting your time. They're going to run over you. You're going to look like a punchy jerk. You have to dominate. And you have to arrest people, and you have to try people. And they have to go to jail for long periods of time. I saw what happened in Philadelphia. I saw what happened in Dallas, where they kicked a guy to death. I don't know if he died or not, but if he did, it's a miracle what they did to him. They were kicking him like I've never seen anything like it in my life. People don't talk about that. They don't talk about that. They're talking about a lot of other things, but they don't talk about that. But I saw what happened in Dallas. And those kids are all on camera. They're wise guys. And it's coming from the radical left. You know what? Everybody knows it, but it's also looters, and it's people that figure they can get free stuff by running into stores and running out with television sets. I saw it. The kid has a lot of stuff. He puts it in the back of a brand new car and drives off. You have every one of these guys on tape. Why aren't you prosecuting them? Now, the harder you are, the tougher you are, the less likely it is that you're going to be hit. This is a movement. We found out. They're delivering supplies to various places in various states. Your people know about it now. But we found out many things is like a movement. And it's a movement that if you don't put it down, it'll get worse and worse. This is like Occupy Wall Street. It was a disaster. Until one day somebody said, that's enough. And they just went in and wiped them out. That's the last time I heard the name Occupy Wall Street. Until today, when I heard about it, I heard Occupy Wall Street. I haven't heard about it. I heard about it today for the first time in a long time. They were there for forever, it seemed, on Wall Street. They closed up Wall Street, the financial district of the world, and they had total domination. They were ordering pizzas. Nobody did anything. And then one day, somebody said, that's enough. You get in out of here within 2 hours. And it was bedlam for an hour. And then after that, everything was beautiful. And that was the last time we heard about it. But these are the same people. These are radicals, and they're anarchists. They are anarchists, whether you like it or not. I know some of you guys are different persuasion, and that's okay. I fully understand that. I understand both. I'm for everybody. I'm representing everybody. I'm not representing radical right, radical left. I'm representing everybody. But you have to know what you're dealing with. It's happened before. It's happened numerous times. And the only time it's successful is when you're weak. And most of you are weak. And I will say this, what's going on in Los Angeles? I have a friend who lives in Los Angeles. They say all the storefronts are gone. They're all broken and gone. The merchandise is gone. It's a shame. It didn't look as bad as that to me. Maybe it was the sunshine. I don't know. But in Los Angeles, the storefronts are gone. Philadelphia's a mess. Philadelphia, what happened there is horrible. And that was on television. They're breaking into stores and nobody showed up to even stop them. There was nobody showed up to stop them. In Washington, they had large groups, very large groups. They attacked the AFL CIO building. So they attacked, in theory, their friends, which is very interesting. But Washington was under very good control. But we're going to have it under much more control. We're pouring in, we're going to pull in thousands of people. And we were under guard of the D.C. police, the mayor. The mayor of Washington, D.C. And Secret Service did a very good job around the White House, but their sole, their primary function is around the White House. But, and we're going to clamp down very, very strong. But you have to arrest people, you have to track people, you have to put them in jail for 10 years, and you'll never see this stuff again. And you have to let them know now. They're trying to get people out on bail in Minneapolis. I understand they're in there trying to get all these guys out of bail. So you have them on tape, you have them on television. In history, there's never been anybody taped so much committing a crime. You have these guys throwing rocks, yeah, you can see a big, they showed it last night on one of the stations or one of the networks throwing a big brick. And they had them in slow motion replay. They put them like, it's like a fielder. Catching a ball or throwing a ball, they have to slow motion replay. You see exactly who he is, everybody knows, you'll find out exactly. You have everybody's on tape. You're going to arrest all those people. And you're going to try them. And if they get 5 years or 10 years, they have to get 5 years or 10 years. There's no retribution. So I say this, and the winners dominate. If you don't dominate your city and your state, they're going to walk away with you. And we're doing it in Washington and D.C. We're going to do something that people haven't seen before. But you're going to have total domination. And then you have to put them in jail. And you have to authorize whatever it is, whoever it is you authorize. And with that, I'll let Bill Barr say a few words. Then I'm going to have General Billy speak. Let's go, Bill.
This is What Has He Said Now? I'm Nitesh O'Leary. It's the 1st of June, 2020. If you'd like to hear more daily updates from What Has He Said Now, subscribe to this podcast and follow us on Twitter at What Has He Said.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.